Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Amidst the crumbling remains of civilization's grandeur, a shimmer of light reflects off relentless waves. A sign, perhaps, of nature's unforgiving power or a beacon of ingenuity amidst despair. Welcome to the aquatic farms, the world's final bastions of sustenance, as underwater harvests become the unforeseen hero in our fight against starvation. But like a broken record, our tale oscillates between hope and hopeless, a cycle well-versed in the halls of dystopia. Could subaquatic farms truly be the sole solution to a ravenous world? With the bittersweet symphony of surface crops withering and terrestrial food sources vanishing into distant memory, humanity clings to the vastness of the oceans. Innovators, those undrowned architects of tomorrow, have besieged the seas, their ingenuity germinating within the cerulean depths, behemoth underwater greenhouses, brimming with algae and aquatic vegetation, stretch across the ocean floor. Sprawled amongst the ruins of ancient cities lost to the rising tides, these novel ecosystems showcase mankind's desperate pivot to last-ditch agriculture. Experts such as the marine biologist Dr. Eva Stone term these ventures catalysts for hope. The oceans are the final frontier, not just of exploration, but of survival, states Dr. Stone, as she meticulously examines her harvest of sea kale. As terrestrial domains succumb to the relentless grip of climate catastrophe, we turn to the seas, not by choice, but by necessity, she continues, her voice piercing through the murmur of underwater currents. But even these brave new worlds aren't immune to the whims of Mother Nature's lash. The salty serenity is but a guise. Monsoon's fury, whirlpool's grip, and saltwater's corrosive kiss pose ever-constant threats. The perils are a relentless reminder. The ocean giveth and the ocean taketh away. The safeguards in place are a testament to human resilience, but the question lingers, for how long? Ponder the logistical labyrinth that these aquatic farms wind through. The harvest's journey to a famished child's plate is a saga of Herculean endeavors. Preservation, transport, and distribution challenges unify into a grand conundrum. Imaginations turn to wild speculation. Do these marine wonders suffice to sate the hunger of a swelling population? Or are they but fragile threads in our dystopian tapestry, destined to unravel? In this twilight of hope, society stands, swaying on the precipice of a future bleak. Alas, we've learned, haven't we? Gone are the days of presumption, when the cornucopia seemed to overflow with endless bounty. Now, humanity scrounges through the depths of desperation as underwater harvests emerge as the unlikely champion of our plight. Faced with the stark contrast of periled agriculture and aquatic innovation, we embrace this anomalous chapter in our survival story. Underwater farming echoes our adaptability, the human race's fervent urge to withstand and possibly outlive our self-wrought dystopia. Yet these marine marvels do not mark a renaissance of abundance, but serve as a stark reminder of our predicament. The notion that we've faltered to depths where the ocean beds are our saviors is a testimony to our downfall. Hence we consider, is it triumph or merely a delay of the inevitable? Could underwater harvests be the solitary solution? Dr. Stone, with her cohort of hopefuls, would argue vehemently in the affirmative. However, those of us who have beheld civilization's once fertile fields turn to dust and its creatures perish in silence cannot help but remain skeptical. Our solace, harvested from the bleakness, is but a temporary comfort. Look upon these aquatic farms not as our savior, but as a somber reflection of human resilience against overwhelming odds. For now, we dine on seaweed and toast to humanity's audacious spirit. Tomorrow, we may be back to scavenging, quests led by need rather than choice. The underwater harvest narrative, gripping in its irony, is a saga befitting the times, an era where food is no longer a given, but a miracle wrested from the very depths of despair.